This is Passport to Texas. Their abundance, eagerness to hit natural and artificial baits, and their flavor when cooked make the spotted sea trout popular with coastal anglers like Charles O'Neill.
I'm just a guy married to a good woman that allows me to fish 150 plus days a year.
We caught up with Charles in February of this year at a public meeting about changes to fishing regulations for spotted sea trout.
I am a passionate spotted sea trout guy. I fish from Brownsville to Alabama.
Texas Parks and Wildlife proposed a new regulation to change the bag limit in Galveston Bay and Sabine Lake on the upper coast from 10 fish a day to 5, as it is in all other bay systems. During that meeting, Charles and other anglers made their feelings known to Texas Parks and Wildlife and to the commissioners who made the final decision.
I think after many, many hours of research, the data does not support a reduction.
After careful review, the commission thought differently, but Charles O'Neill remains a fan.
More recreational anglers need to get involved, to come to meetings, stand up, participating surveys, and go to the public meetings and get involved with TPNW. They give me every piece of information I ask for.
Learn how we regulate and raise spotted sea trout and get a great recipe for it on our podcast, Under the Texas Sky, wherever you get your podcasts. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.